Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around.
AARP makes it easy. Go to aceyourretirement.org and chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. It's free and only takes 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Answer some questions and get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings.
Thanks.
Just head to aceyourretirement.org. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard.
Whoa.
Okay. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong.
She can stem, she can do more.
Like build a rocket and watch it soar.
We'll clean the oceans and make the world a better place. Oh,
she can stem, so can you.
Find a cure,
invent something new.
There's no challenge in the world that she can't face.
She can stem.
Learn more at She Can Stem. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
3, 2, 1.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happier happy hour. Can it also be a terrible Tuesday all at once, Tom?
Sure, why not? We can do whatever we want.
Dominic, we've got a verdict, a breaking verdict. The Oath Keepers, guilty, guilty, at least two guilties. Seditious conspiracy, the charge. And that's the charge I'd really like to see Donald Trump go down for. Something associated with the January 6th. But instead, I got a prediction.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Despite the fact the man's entertaining Nazis for Thanksgiving at Mar-a-Lago, I think he is still your GOP frontrunner. He will be your Republican nominee, and the craven Republican Party will come crawling back to him. So all this so-called boldness and the separation from Trump, that's just for show. Because when it really, when the rubber hits the road, and there's like 5, 6, 7, 8 of them, and he starts chopping at Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump's going to win the primaries. He's going to run the table. He's going to, you know, win like 35% in Iowa and then like 35% in New Hampshire. And pretty soon, it's just going to be the Trump show again. So mark my words, Tom.
It's still the Trump show, Crudy. But let me ask you, do you think Donald Trump has more or less support today than he did 1 year ago today?
Less.
And do you think he's going to have more or less support 1 year from now than he does today?
1 year from now would make it November. Yes, I think he will have the perception of power because I think the polling will show that he is leading the polls going into Iowa.
So you see zero headwind for this, for instance, breaking news, the E. Jean Carroll rape case. Will be in
Republicans
April,
view
April
that about him
of 2023. You think that particular case, just that one, or any of the multitude of other cases that Trump's facing right now, that will not have, number one, he will be found not guilty, or they'll still be going on. It will have zero impact on his quote unquote effort to run for president. You think there's no value to those things?
I think he was an alleged rapist before they made him the nominee in 16 and 2020. So if you're talking about whether or not it matters to the Republican base, apparently not. You know what I'm saying? Those evangelicals, he's their vessel. He's the fallen.
I mean,
what?
Have you seen any of the recent articles? The evangelicals have been kind of pulled
away
from
say.
Trump.
That's what they're
that's
saying.
That's what they say.
I don't believe it, Dom. Because until there's a new king, he's the king. Until there's a new king of the Republican Party and they knock him off the mountain that is that craven, destitute party. I mean, they still love him. The base still loves Trump. You can talk about the donor class. You can talk about the those that are on the know. What the hell did they know? Donald Trump became the president. Not the left, not the right. Nobody saw him coming. So you're going to tell me now they know? I'm telling you this, Dom. He's going to be the nominee. So who, if it's not Donald Trump, who's your Republican nominee? I'm not saying he's winning the presidency. I'm not saying it's not a ridiculous statement about the Republican Party and the state of those that would support this party at this late hour. But unless this guy's sitting behind bars, he is your Republican nominee.
Oh, now you're qualifying it. Okay. Well yeah,
you're
no
not going to get his ass in jail between now and the Iowa caucuses. So, you know, good luck with that. But that's basically January of 2024. He will be the winner of the Iowa caucuses, the Republican version thereof, because I don't think the Democrats are going back to Iowa this year. But the Republicans are, and Trump's going to win. And then he's going to win probably New Hampshire. And he's going to be on a roll, dude.
Come on, man. You sound so confident, man. I wish I could believe what you're selling.
Because the math doesn't show me another path for another Republican.
There's too many variables, Crudy. You are totally discounting all the variables that we know, let alone the unknown variables for the next, 13, 14 months?
Set aside all the variables.
You can't set aside the variables,
but
man.
But you can't quantify what those variables are yet because they're all hypotheticals today.
They're not. They're not hypotheticals. There's ongoing criminal investigations on multiple fronts against Trump and his organization, man. What are you talking about? Tony Ornato, the Secret Service dude, his buddy at the Secret Service, testified for 5 hours today in front of the J6 committee. Kellyanne Conway went voluntarily, didn't take the fifth yesterday. These are still active, ongoing investigations. That's just the J6 part, man. I mean, Stuart Rhodes guilty of seditious conspiracy. I mean, that's today. You don't think there's going to be any movement on any of these other cases that are continually, as we speak, every day, squeezing closer and closer to Donald Trump specifically?
Dominic, I've got to speak to our Madison audience for just a minute. Evan, thanks for flagging this. Police are searching for a suspect in a State Street shooting, and the public is being asked to avoid the State Street area of Madison. A shooting, at least one person injured at the shooting. One person is hurt after a shooting on State Street Tuesday afternoon, and police still searching for a suspect. Officers responded just after 3:30 in the 100 block of State Street. The scene is still very active, and police are asking the public to avoid the area. That reporting, according to NBC 15 here in Madison, avoid the State Street area. Be safe out there. If you're leaving the office, you know, keep your wits about you. But Dominic, sorry to interrupt your thought. I think it's a valid thought. You know, I think by hearing you, I hear you say these things and I know you believe them.
Well, and I know you believe what you're saying. It's just, I just, in order to go down that road, and I get it, you have to think that all these other things will have zero impact, number one, on Trump's ability to run for office, Trump's, or his supporters or those who would fund him.
It's the nomination.
That this is going to maintain as it is right now, and I just don't think it's going to be the case.
You understand how these primaries work, these winner-take-all Republican primaries. So whoever gets 30%, is probably going to get all the votes, basically all the electoral votes, if you will, towards the nomination. And if he's piling them up, guess what? People want to back a winner. And Donald Trump's been the president. And Ron DeSantis is not going to look good walking around Iowa in those white boots, man. I'm just telling you. And Ron DeSantis, when Donald Trump turns the whirlwind, the pain upon him, Ron DeSantis is so thin-skinned. He's a wannabe Nazi. You know what I mean? He wants to be a Nazi. He so desperately wants to be, but he's not a courageous man. He's smarter than Trump, but he doesn't have the courage to stand up to Trump. And he is going to wither before Trump. And once they see how weak DeSantis is compared with Trump, I mean, sadly.
I mean, but weakness,
that's
I mean,
all that know, will
Donald,
matter.
Donald Trump's shtick is stale. Man, we've seen this the show before.
Stale, strong, and wrong, baby.
We're numb to it, man. So it's not going to have, he's not going to get the free media. The only media he's going to get is you know, you think they're going to back the winner if his company is convicted of $250 million fraud? Is that winning for you if E. Jean Carroll's rape case comes back and he's guilty? Is that winning? If he's brought up on charges of seditious conspiracy by special counsel Jack Smith, a la Stuart Rhodes from the Oath Keepers, is that winning, Crudy? I mean, we can go on and on.
You know, to his perception, and when you look at the reaction of the Republican base, look at the search of Mar-a-Lago. They rallied to Trump. They rallied to Trump.
Who rallied to Trump?
Guys like Ron DeSantis came out, that is so bad what they're doing to our cult leader, Mr. Trump. Even DeSantis went sucking into there. I mean, dude, when this guy gets to play the victim card, and let's not forget, that's Donald Trump's MO. He plays the victim card. I'm being persecuted. Look at what they're doing to me because I am your choice. They're trying to silence you. That's how he plays it. And yes, it plays in Des Moines, dude. I was there in October of last year when the guy had 45,000. Ron DeSantis couldn't turn out 4,500 in Des Moines.
It won't play in Des Moines if he's charged with you know, taking these documents, man. It's not going to play, man. I mean, I know it's a paper crime to you. We still don't know what happened to lots of those documents.
If it's a paper crime to me, what do you think his supporters think it is? They think it's more persecution from the... I mean, this guy survived two impeachments, almost won re-election. You know what I'm saying? 21,000 votes in the state of Wisconsin. He wasn't exactly a runaway here. He's still fighting over, you know, like legislators to overturn.
Were there criminal investigations going into electioneering when you call 11,000 and all I need is 11,780 votes? Was that going on back then? No, no. Was there a $250 million fraud case in the state of New York? No. Was there a criminal charge in Manhattan against the Trump organization? No. These things are all going on right now. And to think that, As the time passes, that nothing will change or that he'll just walk away from them all, given what we've seen, convictions today, Oath Keepers, seditious conspiracy, pretty good for the DOJ. Apparently some people are buying it. Well, what was Trump's role in all that? What was Roger Stone's role in all that? This is still going on. We still don't know. We still don't have the info. We need the info. So I don't think that, you know, 18 or 12 or 16 months from now, we're going to be living in the same political situation. And we certainly weren't 18 months ago. And 18 months from now is not going to be the same as it is today.
All the man has to do is survive till he gets to the RNC in Milwaukee. And he's your Republican nominee, right?
Oh, I forgot about that. You had to bring that up, didn't
you? The RNC is coming to your town, baby. Donald Trump will be anointed the king of the cult again because no one can knock the king off the mountain. He's got too much notoriety, too much celebrity. He might be a stale act, but he's the best act the Republican Party have. And sadly, that will probably convince Joe Biden he's the best alternative. Right? Because if Trump's running, Biden's all in. Come back with us. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Always appreciate your opinions more than Dom's at 844-967-2789.
As we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is,
so I don't have any clue of what he's talking.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight, with a few flurries possible at times. Lows level off around 23. West winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high of 28. Tomorrow night, lows around 16. Partly cloudy skies Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 35. 46 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for your take, as always, at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, can I also encourage the audience? Use the Civic Media app. That's what the real patriots do. You know, right now I'm watching. There's a guy listing in Australia. Someone's listing in the United Kingdom, the southern part. I hear that's the good part. And then all across the great United States, and of course in the state of Wisconsin, lots of listeners to this fine program, Dom. They love us. You know, we're kind of a big deal.
Where do you get the Civic Media app, Crudy?
You can get it anywhere where you get apps. Here's the best part. It's free. It doesn't cost you nothing. Dom's favorite price. Free.
Free. If it's free, it's for me, and I'll take three.
And give them to all your family. I mean, think about that. All your Christmas giving is this Civic Media app. Really, kids, just get it for your parents. They will appreciate it. They don't know how much it costs. They can't get to the app store. You just get it for them. Say, Mom, Dad, you got your Badger Sports. You got a little country music. You got the greatest radio show ever each afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Devil's Advocates, I mean, if you're not aware. And all the other fine programs right here on the Civic Media Worldwide Network. So do it for me and Santa Claus. Santa wants you to do it, too. He's real.
Santa is real. I heard that.
Santa is real, but you don't believe in Jesus. So what Santa so celebrating, man?
Ah, come on, man. We don't mess with the kid's mind. You know, Jesus and Santa, it made zero sense to me when I was growing up. I was singing all these songs, but what about, is Jesus Santa? I just didn't get it. And then South Park came along and pointed it out for me that Jesus died for Santa.
I'm wanting to turn our attention, you know, not that Santa bashing isn't a great topic. Militia boss faces 20 years for January 6th sedition. What Oath, the headliner here at the Daily Beast, Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes has been convicted of seditious conspiracy for planning an armed rebellion in an attempt to stop the electoral certification of Joe Biden's 2020 presidential election victory over Donald Trump. Rhodes, along with one other member of the far-right militia, were found guilty on Tuesday of the rare Civil War era charge in the most significant trial yet over the January 6th insurrection. The verdict, which was delivered by a D.C. federal jury in 3 days, marks the biggest prosecutorial win in almost 2-year investigation. Why aren't we getting more convictions quicker? A almost 2-year investigation into how a MAGA mob stormed the U.S. Capitol and forced dozens of elected officials into hiding for hours, leaving bloodshed in their wake. Now the founder of the far-right militia faces up to 20 years behind bars on the sedition conviction alone. Should get a lot more than that, to my opinion, Dom. Kelly Meggs, a leader of the Florida Oath Keepers chapter, was also found guilty of seditious conspiracy. Their co-defendants, Thomas Caldwell, a retired naval intelligence officer, member Kenneth Harrelson, and Jessica Watkins, who led an Ohio militia group, were found not guilty of the most serious charge, but every defendant was convicted of obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress, which itself carries up to 20 years in prison.
Cody Watkins was also convicted of civil disorder after she admitted she helped push law enforcement officers inside the Capitol. Rhodes, along with two others, was acquitted of conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding. The militia leader was also found not guilty of conspiracy to prevent an officer from discharging their duties. After the verdict was read, Rhodes' son took to Twitter to respond to the conviction by posting a link to a YouTube video titled, "Happy New Year to You, in jail." So much weight is off now. Dakota Adams, who along with his mother
and siblings, hilarious,
previously described attempting to escape an abusive life at home with Rhodes, added another tweet. Over the last month, prosecutors argued that unlike hundreds of other Capitol rioters who falsely believed the 2020 election was stolen from Trump, Rhodes and his fellow Oath Keepers carefully plotted to subvert democracy. While Rhodes did not enter the building, prosecutors said he surveyed his troops, quote unquote, during the riot, directing their positions from afar like a general. The prosecutor showed jurors text messages and audio recordings to argue that the Oath Keepers began planning to block the results of the 2020 election days after Biden was declared the victor. At the time, Rhodes said, "We're not getting out of this without a fight. Let's do it smart. Let's do it while President Trump is still commander in chief." A prosecutor said the desire to fight only grew as the group stockpiled weapons, coordinated meetups, and even planned on how January 6th would pan out. Oof. Of the five Oath Keepers to stand trial, Rhodes, Watkins, and Caldwell made the decision to testify in their own defense. Caldwell insisted his comments on private signal groups, including a threat to former Vice President Mike Pence, were simply words, and he had no intent to cause any harm during the insurrection. Rhodes took a different approach, choosing to throw his fellow Oath Keepers under the bus for their breach of the Capitol. "I think it was stupid to go into the Capitol. One, because it wasn't our mission," Rhodes told jurors. "And two, it opened the door for our political enemies to persecute us. And that's what happened. And here we are."
844-967-2789. Shouldn't be a shocker, Dom. Guilty. Guilty. What, guilty like five times?
Seditious conspiracy, and the other charge too, also carrying an up to 20-year charge. Good, and this is good for the DOJ. This is good for justice, and let's hope. And what happens now, right? So, and now that he's been found guilty, can he play ball at all? Can he roll up on Roger Stone? Can he roll up on anything else? Is there anything for Rhodes to offer now that he's looking at 20 plus years, the rest of his life, presumably in prison?
Dominic, some more breaking news on the Trump legal front. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. on Monday said that Donald Trump does not have absolute immunity, as the former president claimed he should in response to a lawsuit in its early stages related to Trump's actions around, wait for it, Dom, the 2020 presidential election. Civil rights groups have sued Trump for trying to disenfranchise voters, while Trump lawyers argue he can't be held liable in civil lawsuits because of immunity around the presidency. Judge Emmett Sullivan of the D.C. District Court on Monday disagreed. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
This council has no hesitation in proclaiming you all guilty.
Right to jail, right away.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life three wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
1, 2, make you wanna...
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A terrible Tuesday, a happier happy hour. You're listening to it, and we've got lots of breaking news. Seditious conspiracy convictions. Also, we've got a new Supreme Court justice candidate in the state of Wisconsin, Jennifer Doro. She's the one, you know, from the Waukesha Parade trial. And Dom, I understand a historic vote in the U.S. Senate. You got this one?
I do political reporting. The Senate passed legislation Tuesday to enshrine same-sex marriage protections in federal law, bringing the bill a critical step closer to President Joe Biden's desk. Senators spent months negotiating, adding language to the bill related to religious liberty, a bid to attract the necessary 10 GOP votes to break a filibuster. The legislation still needs to clear the House, a likely easy lift since a previous version was approved by nearly 50 House Republicans and all Democrats. All the 12 Republicans voted with all Democrats to support the bill. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer indicated Tuesday that the House would take up the Senate version as soon as next week. The legislation led by Senators Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, Susan Collins, Rob Portman, Kristen Sinema from Arizona, and Tom Tillis from North Carolina would ensure that federal government recognizes a same-sex marriage even if a couple moves to a state that doesn't do so. In addition, the bill would repeal the Defense of Marriage Act, which defined marriage as between a man and a woman, and pass the Senate by an overwhelming margin in 1996. Sinema said this: "This is something that many people in the LGBT community would not have expected just a decade ago. It really shows how much has changed in our country. It builds off years and years of work of folks who have been talking for decades about ensuring that all couples have the same protections, also making sure that we're respecting all Americans' religious freedoms."
844-967-2789. Your voice heard here on The Devil's Advocates. Brett from Eureka, California. How you doing, man?
Hey, Brett.
Hey, guys. Hey, how's it going there?
Good.
Yeah, I'm in a celebratory mood today after hearing the news of Mr. Rhodes heading to the, you know, heading up river. It's great news.
Happy New Year in jail, Dad.
So it makes me wonder, is this going to maybe make a certain pair of tighty whities down in Florida maybe not fit as well this evening as they maybe fit this morning? I got to think that a seditious conspiracy conviction makes everybody a little bit more nervous at the top, don't you think?
You know, that's the really interesting part, Britt. We don't really know what the connection is from the Oath Keeper ring up to the top of the stinky fish, right? We know Trump wanted the mob. But was he also pushing the buttons, or was that, you know, sort of a side project of, let's say, Roger Stone? And, you know, Stone's already been pardoned once, right? So Stone got his get out of jail free card. But I think in probability, Stone is the linchpin between whether or not Trump is connected to the actual on the ground actions, the apparently directed actions of seditious conspiracy, now convicted.
Correct.
Yeah,
it sounds like more pins need to fall before we'll know exactly what's going on. But it looks like it was a well placed bowling ball right down the center lane to take out this Rhodes guy. So I hope we can, you know, I hope more pins will fall and maybe they can get the kingpin if we're lucky. We'll see.
Britt, I like what you did there with your bowling analogies. I just hope we didn't hit the top pin. The head pin, and we didn't leave a 7-10 split, and Donald Trump waddles right through.
Well, you can't knock them all down till you knock one down. A little bit from the reporting on Rhodes' conviction at the Washington Post. Though prosecutors sought to prove only that Rhodes plotted with co-defendants to obstruct the presidential transition, both sides acknowledged that he was in contact with Stone, Ali Alexander, and Flynn during the post-election period. Oath Keepers provided them with bodyguards and communicated in a Friends of Stone encrypted group chat ahead of January 6th. So it's already known that there's been communication and they were, you know, together many times prior to this. So to what degree, I guess we're going to have to wait and see as more and more of this unfolds. But certainly a great development, guilty of seditious conspiracy, Rhodes and one other, and all five guilty on other charges, other felonies as well.
Dominic, I think it's also interesting to note the January 6th committee still interviewing witnesses like Kellyanne Conway, the former, she was the campaign chair, the only one that hasn't gone to prison yet, and also chief of staff or press communications director, I forget her official role and title, but she apparently gave hours worth of testimony today to the January 6th committee. And my understanding is, Dom, because the new, you know, GOP-controlled Congress, where Jim Jordan might run the Judiciary Committee over on the House
Great.
Side, he was going to cherry-pick out some exonerating testimony and stuff. Apparently, the January 6th committee intends to release all of the evidence collected between now and the end of the year. So, you know, a little Christmas reading for you.
Well, and didn't also the Congress get Trump's taxes? So they better get on that as well. Yeah, Kellyanne Conway testified yesterday for about 5 hours, and Tony Ornato, he testified today. He's the Secret Service guy who went over to the political side. You remember they lost all their messages. Weird how that happened. They had this upgrade, you know, after what, the worst attack on the Capitol ever, or at least since the Civil War, and. They don't have any messages. They don't have any of this information. Of course, very, very concerning. But Ornato, Tony Ornato, again, he was the one apparently who told what Hutchinson, Cassidy Hutchinson, when she testified, that Donald Trump attacked the Secret Service because they wouldn't drive him to the Capitol so he could lead his troops into whatever jackassery he was trying to prove that day.
844-967-2789. And Ross, I'm taking your call now, but then I got a really juicy story for you. Donald Trump confessed. Ross from Middleton, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ross.
Hey, you guys. First, a compliment on the radio stations. I can drive from Soldiers Grove in Crawford County listening to WRCE, and I can get all the way to either Dodgeville or Spring Green and have it on my radio, which is, I just think it's really cool.
Then you got to flip over to the TTN signal, baby.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, I love it. I just love it that I can pick it up on my radio when I'm working, you know, around the house and stuff. It's cool. So just a kind of a rhetorical question and then a comment about this upcoming Supreme Court. The question is, where is Tim Michaels now? You know, is he here in Wisconsin or is he back in Connecticut? But the thing I wanted to talk about with the Supreme Court is this Doro, everybody's kind of like wanting to build her up as like having done a great job. And I would post it as she did her job. There was nothing overly spectacular. It's just that the court got so much attention. The case got so much attention. So it comes across. She did a regular job. She did her job, which she's supposed to do. But I think her record on, you know, maybe it might be her far right religious views. I think that just has to be played up. And then with the turnout, the Republicans got, you know, they didn't do as well as they, you know, as they thought they were going to do. And it was because of young people getting out, a bunch of other people. And I think a lot of it had to do with abortion. So if this Supreme Court election in April can be turned into a ballot or a thing on abortion, I think that this Doro can be beat. You know, and then I'm imagining it'll probably be, what is her name, Protasiewicz. I guess there's another woman named, or somebody named Mitchell. But I think if it's just about abortion, I think that she's beatable.
Well, it's an interesting point, Ross. I hope you're right, man. I hope it is a motivating factor for young voters, because historically, that's the problem with the Democratic base. You know, we're great in a presidential year when we got Barack Obama on the top of the ticket, or maybe even in a midterm year when abortion's on the ballot. But do the kids know there's a spring election coming up, a primary in February, and a general in April? I'm not clear. And one last.
It's our job. It's our job, Crudy, to make them, to make them understand that this never ends, right? I mean, self-governance is like breathing. You got to do it. It doesn't just happen for you. This, you have to put an effort into self-governance. And if you don't, kids, if you young kids don't get out there and do it, well, then you got people like Michaels out there going to do it for you.
You know, I think I encourage the young people before, you know, put the Civic Media app on mom and dad's phone for Christmas. Tell them it's their gift. You know, it didn't cost you anything. But also, I would say, put it on your young adults' phones. They'll love you for it. Once they find it, they'll be like, what's this? And then they'll hear us.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
And to Ross's point, I mean, I think obviously abortion is still going to be, you know, an issue come February and April. This will not be settled and rectified between now and then. So absolutely, abortion is still on the ballot.
Well, and the pathway to the Wisconsin Supreme Court also leads to the balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I'm less clear on which specific lawsuits may make it up the all the way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But the abortion issue, the challenge on the 1849 law by Josh Call, Antoni Evers, presumably that's going to hit the Wisconsin Supreme Court, whether or not that law can be invalidated. Above and beyond that, you've got issues like, let's say, the very partisan gerrymandering of the state legislative maps. Let's say the courts ruled, and I'm saying this for our conservative friends, and someone said, there aren't conservatives. Yeah, there are. They're listening right now. Bill and Muscadet, he's listening on WRCE, I feel quite confident. Or the Civic Media app, if he's a real patriot. But what I would say, Dom, is conservatives should care about their representation as well. And currently, the way we do it is the Republicans bake the legislative majority to the point where they don't care about you. They don't care about you. The issues that are important to Wisconsin voters aren't important to the donors that fund the very gerrymandered Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin. They stopped caring about you when it didn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're more beholden to Donald Trump in Florida than the voters here in Wisconsin. So if you want to change that, you have to understand the only change formula is through the balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And that's not supporting the most cause celeb candidate. Apparently, that'll be Jennifer Doro when she jumps in tomorrow.
844.
Kind of coughed on that one a bit. Sorry.
8-9.
That's what's going to happen, man. I'm just telling you, I'm a pragmatic sort.
You are, and there's certainly, you know, that could come to fruition. There's no question. But there's lots between here and there.
Between here and the spring election, man? You start gathering ballot signatures, I believe, on December 1st. So it's going to be game on. Game on. You thought you'd take the holidays off? Hell no, you can't take the holidays off. There's no time off in politics, Dom. It's a year-round, 24-hour-a-day.
It just never ends, does it?
You can take off when the Packers are playing, but only if they're above 500. So right now, you got to be plugged in full-time.
Right. Doesn't bode well for the incumbents, does it, Michael? Or does it?
844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, welcome back, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. You guys always have a great show, and I'm not just sucking up. That's a fact.
We like it when you suck up, though. That's appreciated as well, Wisco.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. At least you take my call. As far as this, the spring elections really bother me because, 30% of the people want the most Crudy and Dom turnout, right? 30%?
Man, I got to look. Maybe. But here's what could happen, Wisco. What if Dane County and our overvote dominates the whole turnout of the state of Wisconsin? If all we did was concentrate the Devil Radio listeners right here in Dane County and they all came out and voted in the spring election, I mean, everyone listening to my voice right now, you must vote in the spring election. And if you do so, we will have a liberal, quote-unquote, balance to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And if you don't do so, chaos. Utter chaos. You know, do what the devil say. And be well, Wisco. Come back for Devil's Advocates.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck, and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsherRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Chance of flurries overnight, otherwise mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 23, west winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Highs level off around 28, tomorrow overcast skies. Tomorrow night, lows around 16. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 35. 48 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
I felt my heart pounding my chest.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic and Pete's Box Mike, be patient. You're first in queue. Get in line after Pete's Box. But I've been teasing the confession made by Donald Trump on the Truthy Social last night, as it's reported here at the Raw Story. Former President Donald Trump has confessed. In an ongoing rant posted to his personal social media account on Monday, the former president admitted he stole the documents from the White House, concealed them for a year, lied to the FBI, his lawyers lied in court documents, then demanded a special master, and now a special master is overseeing a likely prosecution. Here is what he said in part.
When will you invade Bill and Hillary's home in search of the 33,000 emails she deleted after receiving a subpoena from the U.S. Congress? When will you invade the other president's homes in search of documents which are voluminous, which they took with them, but not nearly so openly and transparently as I did?
I mean, that's pretty much a confession right there, Dom. You know, setting aside the fact check about, you know, 33,000 emails and the whole Hillary thing. I mean, the actual statement is a confession of sort.
The last line Trump wrote will likely be one people remember forever. Quote, they took with them, but not nearly so openly as apparent and transparently as I did, unquote. Trump has only been transparent about stealing the documents after the FBI came in to take them back and after over a year of outreach and trying to acquire them. At no point did Trump post anything or reveal anything about stealing the documents transparently. Addressing the issue on Monday was Mary McCord, the former acting assistant attorney general for the national security at the U.S. Department of Justice from 2016 to 2017. A quote. So, you know, I think that if there hadn't been many months of back and forth with the National Archives saying, we think you have presidential records, him finally delaying, delivering a couple of boxes, still not being a full return of all the boxes, a subpoena being issued, more documents being produced, certification or a declaration that there was all the documents that were in his custody, signed certification and filing a search warrant, said McCord. If we hadn't had all of that, he might have said in the chaos of moving, I didn't realize they were all there. McCord made it clear, saying, quote, I thought they were mine. Isn't really a possibility anymore. She went on to explain that many of the documents being classified and marked as such are also damning for Trump. Another quote. So even if there was a Pollyanna-ish defense, he has destroyed it with his own changing stories. I think he is going to say his defense to what he said today in that True Social post is, oh, no, again, I do everything transparently and openly. Of course, it wouldn't be anything I had any knowledge of that was unlawful. Otherwise, why would you not be trusted? But at the same point, that just doesn't hold water anymore. He confessed, Crudy. He confessed. But what do you care? He's going to be the Republicans' nomination, right? What is another big deal? It's a paperwork crime. No biggie. Everything's fine. Move along.
844-967-2789. Did I mention paperwork crimes? Pizza Box Mike, how you doing, man?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom, you're exactly right, which means you're wrong. I have to agree with Crudy. I mean, he's already, how many times has he confessed? He confessed to sexual assault. It didn't matter, right?
Tick, tick, up. When you're a star, they just let you do it.
Yes, until he gets indicted, he is their number one guy, and I'm sticking with that. And then also...
Wait, hang on. Hold that thought. Until he's indicted, so do you think Donald Trump will be indicted, say, within the next 12 months?
You know what? No, I don't believe it until I see it, man. He should have been indicted a long time ago. Flynn and other guys should be wearing blindfolds, smoking their last cigarette, but that's not happening. Anyway, I mean, he is a military guy. Give him that tribunal. See what happens with the... Give him some of the real generals. But was it Ross? Eureka, Ross. Even though I'm smoking pure Michigan, you're right. She's not going to win. She's another religious zealot. And on that subject alone, we should be able to burn her. And aren't you guys, wait, Devil Radio, didn't you guys win the last Supreme Court election?
Well, the Dan Kelly race, we won by 163,000 votes. Depends on which one you're talking about. We won them all that they played along with us.
Exactly. And how many satellite stations are there out there now? They're never going to win another one.
It sounds sort of notorious when you say it like that. Pizza Box, he is one of the fine hosts on the network. You can hear him here on the Mothership. Devil Radio out of Madison, noon on Saturdays. Tune in for the Pizza Box Mike Show. And also, WAUK, Caw the Shaw. He likes to say it like that. Very clever, I think. 844-967-2789. Be like Pizza Box. You could earn a moniker around here, Dom.
Just, you got to call, you got to try, you got to make the effort. I appreciate your position, Pizza Box, but and maybe, you know, the passing of this bill today in the Senate, led by our fair Senator Tammy Baldwin, to enshrine into federal law protections for gay marriage. You know, that kind of goes against what Judge Doro said in her application to Scott Walker back in 2011, that this is, you know, judicial actives, they don't like the butt stuff. You know, these Republicans are still the same, right? So while they take this religious position, they're being left behind by the practicality that love is love, man. And if you Christians, you care, you say it's all about the love, you certainly don't act like it. I mean, this Nick Fuentes guy who went with the artist formerly known as Kanye West down to Trump, I know Maddow did a little bit on him yesterday. There's some, you know, look for video of this guy. I mean, what a young POS, man. And he stands up as, oh, I'm this pure Christian, and, you know, nope, doesn't like the Jews, doesn't like the interracial marriage, doesn't like the gays. Oh, hell no, not the gays. I mean, and this is a guy who's sitting apparently, Crudy, with the Republican front runner for 2024. Wow. Good luck with that, people.
And many other good people, I'm sure. On both sides of the divide at Mar-a-Lago. Which part of that turned off the Republican electorate prior? I mean, seriously. We didn't know Trump was a racist. We didn't know. We knew. We know. Republicans seemingly, I mean, this is your opportunity, Republicans, disavow me. Make Crudy absolutely wrong. I'd love to be wrong on this topic. But my prediction is the Republicans will come crawling back to this craven cult leader when he defeats Ron DeSantis in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and a handful of the primary states. And they'll do the math and say, oh, he's our nominee. Well, we want to steal a couple of more Supreme Court justices. Trump's our dude. You know who will be doing ads for him? Mitch McConnell, because he has no conscience either. I mean, really, they're all sellouts. Prove me wrong. They won't prove me wrong. They are sellouts. Thanks for listening, though. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Glad you could all be a part.
Crudy. Trump won't make it to Iowa, man.
You going to the Trump rally in Iowa with me, Dom? I'm taking you, man, because you made a bold statement.
You can't make me go.
And I double dog dare you to do something about your lack of representation in the 8th. Just saying.
Grand theft, fraud. I think a jury will find it stealing.
It's no big deal.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote.
There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.